And as we go along, we usually do have quite a bit of audience participation. It's one thing about a group this size, it's small enough so the audience can participate. If we had a large group, then that would be virtually impossible. But with a group this size, the audience participation is something that is kind of a benefit of a smaller group, where we can have some good interplay, people can ask questions. So if you do have questions, there's usually timed space to enter them. The theme of today's gathering is change yourself and change the world. And tomorrow we're also going to be presenting a new key of knowledge that has never been presented to the world before. I've been quizzing the Keys group about it, giving them hints, and so far no one's gotten it yet. Yet, when I give it to you, it'll just make a lot of sense and sound very simple, and you'll think, well, how come people couldn't get that, or how come no one's really taught it before? And this is the way truths are, is when they are manifest and become clear, they're very simple. It's a little bit like the Columbus and the egg story. When Columbus came back from the New World, they had a dinner party for him, and somebody challenged him and said, well, boy, you haven't done anything great since you've discovered the New World. Other people have gone and done the same thing, so what's the big deal about what you did? And so Columbus picked up an egg, and he says, well, let me give you an example. He says, let's see you take this egg and stand it on its end. And the guy tried, and of course the egg rolled over, and so everybody in the group tried, and nobody could make that egg stand on its end. So they said, okay, you show us how to do it. So he took the egg and he smashed it like that, and it stood on its end. And Columbus says, once somebody shows you how to do it, the easiest thing to do is to follow. But to present something the first time, or to discover it, is sometimes kind of difficult to discover new truths. I have had scriptures memorized for 30 years, and then I'll be driving down the road, and that thing that I memorized was going through my mind, and all of a sudden I'll see it in a way I never saw it before, and I'll slap myself and I'll think, how come I never thought of this before? It's so simple. And so it's interesting how that occurs. Same thing with a molecular relationship. Once you see the molecular relationship, you think, well, that makes a lot of sense. How come nobody's thought of that before? So anyway, truths are that way. Once something is true and seen to be as true, it begins to spread. It doesn't always spread quickly. The fact that the world was round, or the earth is not the center of the universe, spread very slowly. But eventually, when people began to see, hey, this is true, when the revelation that the earth is not the center of the universe became clearer and clearer, and then it reached a turning point to where everybody began to see it. Now, almost everybody thinks the earth is round and not the center of the universe. There is a small group called the Flat Earth Society. There is actually a group called that. And they really believe the earth is flat. And they have an interesting explanation as to why this is so. And if you read their site, it's very convoluted, but by the time you're done reading it, if you follow their logic, it almost makes a weird kind of sense. And it's interesting, you can do that with almost anything. And it follows a true principle, which is you find what you're looking for. And energy follows thought. So if a person is bound and determined to prove a thing is true, even that the earth is flat, he can come up with a logic that unless your mind is focused on reality, it can actually pull you in that direction into that illusion. And it's amazing how many illusions we have in the world. Just listen to all the political debate on TV And you can see a tremendous amount of illusion there. Sometimes it's on both sides, sometimes one side, but there is an illusion everywhere. Now, so let's get back to the theme on change. If we change ourselves, we can change the world. Now, that's an interesting thought, but the objection to that is this. People say, well, why should I even try? I'm just one person. Look, there's 7 billion people on the planet. You know, I'm not going to change those 7 billion people. And this Earth is one out of 200 billion star systems in the galaxy. And then there's billions of galaxies. I mean, I'm just so inconsequential, it's just mind-boggling. I mean, I probably shouldn't even make any effort. And so a lot of people just feel so insignificant that they think, why should I make any attempt at change? And the reason is this. Well, let me ask you the reason. Why should we make an attempt to change? Somebody tell me first.
Well, things have to evolve and grow. I mean, things don't stay the same.
That's right. Is the change you're making really worth it, though? Say you put in a lifetime of change and you only benefit one other person or two other people. Is that worth it? After all, there's 7 billion people on the planet. That's like throwing a little pebble in a big lake.
It mattered to those 2 people.
That's right. And the principle is this. It's that if everyone took care of those within their realm of power, everybody in the universe would be taken care of. We see a homeless guy out on the street, and you know, if his family helped him out a little bit, he wouldn't be homeless and on the street, would he? Somebody close to him isn't doing their job. You know, it's possible they tried, but maybe it's completely his fault, but a lot of people it isn't. But if everybody helped those within their vicinity, within their contact range, within their limitations of power, everybody would be helped. And so you're not inconsequential, because if we don't do our job of creating change, then that thought form is picked up by other people and they don't do their jobs. And if only half the people are doing their jobs to create change, then only half the people get helped. And then that half of the world is not stimulated, not helped, not pulled forward in advancement. And so the world just is dragging behind, because half of the people think that it's just not worth it to reach out their hand and help someone else. And this is where the name of Christ, Jesus Christ, comes into play. The name Jesus means Savior. The name Christ means anointed. So the name Jesus Christ means anointed to save, or anointed to deliver. So if you take upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ, it means that you have taken upon yourself the responsibility to reach out to those below you, or that are below you on the path, or below you in circumstances, and pull them up to where you are. And that is what is meant by taking upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ, to reach out to those in need and pull them up to where you are. And this is the chain. If everybody did this, if everyone took upon themselves the name of Jesus Christ and did that one thing, then everyone would receive the assistance they need. Not everyone, maybe you'd have abundance, because a lot of those that are willing to help others are kind of in need themselves. And you'll often find this to be the case, that those who are most willing to help others are often those who are struggling themselves. Oftentimes, those who are least willing to help others are those who are in abundance and have a lot of power, but they just don't feel that others deserve it. There's no rule of thumb on this, but If everyone reaches out and helps those who need it, and I'm not just talking about financially. Financially is one way, or feeding somebody, or helping the homeless, or helping your kids that are struggling, or something like this. If every one of us just helped our kids that were struggling, that would be a big help to the world right there. Lost my train of thought. I do that every once in a while. Okay, I'll get back to it. I'll move on the subject. Mine just went blank. I had something really profound to say, and it just escaped my mind.
Well, at least it doesn't only happen to me.
Yeah.
It'll happen when we're ready for it.